Between 1981, when it first appeared, and 1994, when the cocktail came along, nearly 42,000 Americans died of complications from AIDS. The theater world responded. Tony Kushner's Angels in America and Larry Kramer's The Normal Heart are the best-known works, focusing on the social issues and politics behind this national tragedy. But AIDS also took a personal toll, and artists who had lost friends, relatives, and lovers also responded. For 2 years, playwright Paula Vogel had been planning to take a trip to Europe with her beloved brother Carl, but they never did, and he died in his hospital bed in Baltimore. Bereft, in 1989, she wrote The Baltimore Waltz, a tribute to her brother and the grand tour they never made. The play made its West Coast premiere in 1992 at the Magic in San Francisco, where it is currently being revived in a production directed by Jonathan Moscone through April 16th. Anna is a schoolteacher. She's never been to Europe. Her brother Carl has just been fired from his role at the San Francisco Public Library. He has a large pink triangle on his shirt, and as he leaves his job, we hear him cough and cough and cough some more, and this talk of a trip to Baltimore. Then the fantasy. Anna has been diagnosed with a fatal disease, ATD, acquired total disease, picked up from a child's toilet seat at school. This talk of a cure developed by a mad scientist in Germany. And so they go off, and on the way they will stop in Paris and Amsterdam and in Vienna. And in order to forget her pain, Anna will get lost in sexual revelry. While Carl goes to museums, Anna picks up men and more men. But then there's a slideshow. Carl speaks of the great cities of Europe, but the images are of Baltimore. The reality is always seeping in. So this is a comedy, a series of over 20 vignettes, but it's also a tragedy about loss and promises never fulfilled. What holds this production together are three brilliant performances. Carl is played by Patrick Alperoni, one of the Bay Area's finest actors, mostly on sabbatical these days and only occasionally taking roles that interest him. He's never been better. He's matched by Lauren English as Anna, and their scenes together shine. Also on hand in a multitude of roles is Greg Jackson, playing counterpoint to Anna and Carl. The Baltimore Waltz is a flawed play. Extending a metaphor for 90 straight minutes is a challenge that sometimes doesn't work, but because of the fine direction and superior acting, all is forgiven. Paula Vogel may have won a Pulitzer since the play's inception, but her brother, she says, was the family genius. Also gone are so many others whose talents would have lifted both politics and art. So if the play doesn't resonate as it once did, it still packs quite a punch. Especially thanks to the fine acting in this production. The Baltimore Waltz plays at the Magic in San Francisco's Fort Mason through April 16th. For more information, you can go to magictheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.